AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump's sending envoys Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner to Pakistan for talks with Iran aimed at ending the war. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt.
The Iranians want to talk. They want to talk in person. And so the president is, as I've said many, many times to all of you, always willing to give diplomacy a chance. So Steve and Jared will be heading to Pakistan tomorrow to hear the Iranians out. We hope progress will be made, and we hope that positive developments will come from this meeting.
For now, neither Vice President J.D. Vance nor Secretary of State Marco Rubio are going, but Levitt says they will if necessary. The Justice Department has ended its investigation of Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell and the central bank's building renovations. The Fed's Inspector General is to scrutinize them instead. The move could lead to a swift Senate confirmation vote on Kevin Warsh, President Trump's nominee, to replace Powell. In Florida, the Nassau County Sheriff's Office says a volunteer firefighter has died battling a wildfire there. Two large fires in southeast Georgia have destroyed more than 120 homes. And Mike Kempen reports police have identified the body of a missing student in Florida.
Law enforcement authorities say the body of a Bangladeshi doctoral student who went missing with his girlfriend from the University of South Florida has been found on a bridge over Tampa Bay, and his roommate has been taken into custody. Joseph Maurer is the Hillsborough County Chief Deputy.
The human remains that we were discovered this morning was one body, and that has been positively identified to Zamil. We are still actively searching for Nahida.
Zamil Lamond's remains were found on the Howard Franklin Bridge Friday morning, but Nahida Bristy is still missing. Maurer says Lamond's roommate faces several preliminary charges. He's the only suspect in the case. Lamond and Bristy disappeared from the USF campus on April 16th. I'm Mike Hempen.
This is AP News. The NFL draft continues this evening, but Jennifer King reports for some college players, it may not mean a bigger paycheck.
The minimum salary is $885,000, but flush with earnings from collegiate name, image, and likeness deals, some incoming players will be taking a pay cut. LSU's Garrett Nussmeier and Miami's Carson Beck may end up earning less as NFL rookies than they made as established college starters. The same goes for QB's Drew Allar at Penn State, Talon Green at Arkansas, and Baylor's Sawyer Robertson. Eagles GM Howie Roseman says that means the character of those players, their passion and love of the game, will come to the forefront even more. Heisman Trophy winner Fernando Mendoza, selected number one in the draft by the Raiders, won't be taking a pay cut. Mendoza's reportedly made a couple million at Indiana, but his four-year NFL freshman contract is slotted to top $57 million, including a hefty signing bonus. I'm Jennifer King.
The latest at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.